The Indianola boys cross country team qualified as a team, going in ranked number one in Class 4A, and they will be heading to the Class 4A state tournament this next Saturday in Fort Dodge. The Indianola girls also qualified four individuals at the state qualification meet held earlier this week at Johnston High School. Today's Lely Radio Sports page features the Indianola state qualifiers in cross country. The number one ranked Indianola boys cross country team qualifying as a team were joined by
Reed Robbins,
Kiefer Barnes,
Sam Apple,
Paxton Bloom,
Jake Rubidoux.
Well, let's talk a little bit about qualifying. I know high expectations going in, but you obviously want to meet those expectations. What was your game plan going in and then realizing you guys won first?
The game plan going in was kind of stay up with the leading group as long as I could and then hold on and try to pick off places as the race went on.
Yeah, before going into it, we had a meeting and coach talked about how good we were. So we were pretty confident we can beat each team, but I don't think many teams can put top 5 and 15 and get all districts. I mean, that's pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, we kind of know we were the best team there and we kind of acted like it. We just went for placement.
Yeah, our game plan was pretty simple going in. We're pretty tight with the Dowling guys and Crossland's very good, Taylor Rattler, all of Johnson's good. And so it was really just be up there and be in the spots we were supposed to be. And we knew if we did that, we'd take care of business.
The goal is to get as many guys into the top 15 as possible. And I think give it our best effort. Maybe our 6 and 7 guys weren't at their 100% best. But, that's what we're glad to get that effort out of the way and hopefully build upon that going into the state meet.
Differences from last year was such a milestone, qualifying for state for the first time in a while and being this group that's worked so hard to get to this point. This year there were expectations. How has it changed going back to Fort Dodge this year compared to last year?
Last year it was oh my gosh, we made it, we did it as a team, and now it's just yesterday was just another meet, nothing. We were thinking about our times, PRs, placement. We weren't even, it was just kind of like an afterthought, now we're officially into the state meet. So now it's just all focused on next Saturday.
Yeah, it's a lot different. I think every individual guy, I think we're different people than we were a year ago, and I think we're ready for the challenge. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I think we're really excited for the challenge. I think this meet was just a small stepping stone for us.
Well put, dog, but last year we got 15th. I mean, we were ranked number 3, good part of the last year, and we didn't make that and get top 3, but this year we're a lot different. We're a lot stronger, we're more confident. I mean, our fifth rounder can run number 4 for us. It's just, that's what makes us dangerous. We're super tied together.
Yeah, last year we kind of figured out all our pieces, and this year we finally got it all put together and we're ready for state now.
What do we want to be able to do at Fort Dodge? I know, again, win the meet, that's the goal, but how do you want to go about that? What's your plan going in? And it's a meet, and of course you guys know very well, right?
Yeah, it is, and I don't know for everyone else, but I know for me is find people that are running around my best race and stick with them and hopefully beat them.
Work together. Honestly, we got really top 5 runners that can score really, really well together. And top 4 are pretty tight, and we got Reed number 1. He's going to score a little less points as possible for us, and he's a key piece.
Just run super aggressively as a team, Don't go out too slow. Go out pretty fast, and then at the end, just go. Send it.
Yeah, our track coach, Coach Oliver, says compete like crazy, and so that's the goal. I think if we really have guys closing, we need guys to close better at the end of the race, and if we do that and obviously getting outs the easier part, if we do that, I think we'll be good.
Just take all the lessons we've learned from all of our races this year and no more excuses.
The Indianola girls cross country state qualifiers, who are?
Paige Hoga,
Addie Mason,
Callie Laxton,
Avery Manny.
Well, we'll start over here. What did it mean to qualify to state and know that you're going to be running up at Fort Dodge?
It meant a lot, especially since I've never ran cross country before. It was just a proud moment for me.
I was pretty scared and really happy. So yeah, it meant a lot.
I'm just thankful for it. And I'm just happy that I made it to end my career, I guess.
I'm grateful that I was just able to make it this year, as I was not able to make it last year.
knowing that it was about as tough of a qualifying district as you could ever have, that you needed to step up individually in order to qualify just to, with the amount of runners that were there. What was your game plan going in, or was it just run as fast as I can and hope for the best?
I just went off by feel. I just went out and ran how I felt and just hoped that was enough.
We went in with a team plan just to, like, stay in front of a few teams and, like, try to, like, match up with their runners. But I went in individually, and I stayed in that top group, and I knew I had it, so I just kind of ran.
I actually went off of mine, so I was supposed to, like, go slower, but I decided it's, like, just could be my last race, you know, so I just, like, went for it, like, really fast, so, yeah.
My game plan going into it was to run as fast as I can and pass as many people as I could.
What was the course like? I don't know if we've been to Johnston yet so far this season, but that experience coming through, and we've already been to Fort Dodge as well. So what did you think of the course at Johnston, and then how we feel about returning to Fort Dodge?
Johnston is my favorite course I've ever ran on, and Fort Dodge is one of my least favorites, so...
Okay. Why the least favorite for Fort Dodge? A lot of people like it, but there are some people who it's not their favorite.
It's not my favorite because there's just one really big hill right at the end and it just kills me, and it seems really long to me.
Johnston has really, like, tiny hills that I actually hate because I, like, incline kind of, and that's, like, my second favorite one, and I think Fort Dodge is, like, my favorite because, like, Princess Grass, obviously, and it's, like, a fast course, so...
I really like Johnston and Fort Dodge. They're both fast courses, and yeah.
I like Johnston quite a bit. It feels like it goes faster, unlike Fort Dodge, where you hear this 800 left, and the majority of it is uphill, so it feels so much longer than it is.
Something Coach Singleton and I have talked about all season long has been a very positive team environment, and we talked a little bit about this when I interviewed the seniors, but how has the team environment helped you so far this season?
I think it's helped because we're all close, and so when we're running, we try to stick with a buddy almost, or at least go out with them, and so they help you push you as you run, and it helps.
We just have a bond, like, all together as a team that's, like, hard to find anywhere else, and I just really think that, like, helps everyone just, like, get motivated and just, like, do their best.
Yeah, we're all close, and before races, you, like, motivate each other, and that, like, helps a lot.
Like the other said, being with each other and just sticking with each other and finding a buddy really helps out.
Goals for Fort Dodge. How do we want to stack up against the best cross-country runners in the state, and knowing that you are a part of that, you're all state qualifiers. Goals for Fort Dodge?
My goal for Fort Dodge is to finish the race healthy.
To make myself a plan and just, like, run my race.
I'm gonna go out smart. I want to be in one of those top groups and just end my career on a high note.
I just want to go out and feel good and have fun my last race of the season.
Once again, that was the Indianola boys team and Indianola girls individuals who qualified to the state tournament for Class 4A Cross Country. The full interviews will be posted online at KNIAKRLS.com, the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, and the home of today's Lely Radio Sports page, KNIAKRLS.